brought to you by iFileFolder.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Really important news today from the Associated Press. Man hospitalized after winning eggnog chugging contest. Just a couple cups of eggnog makes me want to throw up. So thick. It tastes great. Can you imagine, though, if our broadcast was just fluff news like that? It'd probably be pretty entertaining, but nevertheless, we won't be discussing any eggnog chugging contest here today. We will be discussing the serious sociological and economic developments taking place across the world. ABC News reports after NYC deaths of police officers, a surge of support for police rocker John Bon Jovi donned a New York Police Department t-shirt on stage. Well-wishers delivered home-baked cookies by the hundreds to police in Cincinnati. In Mooresville, North Carolina, police and sheriff's officers were treated by residents to a chili dinner. At a time when many in the nation's police community feel embattled, Americans in cities and towns across the country are making an effort to express support and gratitude. And that sounds good on the surface, and overall I think it's good for the public to reach out to police. Police reach out to the public. The social engineers want us at each other's throats and divide and conquer. But by Democratic Party, socialist-financed, basically mind-controlled idiots going out and shooting innocent police in cold blood, it will then cause an us-against-them mentality of just totally joining one side or the other. And there are massive abuses going on inside governmental systems across the board, not just police. So it short-circuits the debate into just debating police versus citizens instead of everything else going on above that. And the divide and conquer is playing off quite nicely right now. They're trying to divide the lines by police and whites on one side and everybody else on the other, when this country's already basically majority-minority in most areas of the nation. It needs to be about a culture based on Bill of Rights, Constitution, not what color you are or what all your other beliefs are, in my view. It needs to be first, we agree on free market, we agree on private property, we agree on due process, we agree on not having barbarism like you have in Chicago and New York and D.C. with the gunbans. We want to give the individual the best shot at being empowered, and that means letting the individual struggle as well, because history has shown diversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters, to quote Victor Hugo, one of my favorite people to quote. And I'm here to tell you, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. We've got so much news today. I saw this report on Infowars.com yesterday, and I thought, man, this is one of Paul Watson's best reports. And then, sure enough, it was on DrudgeReport.com this morning, middle column. Was FBI wrong on North Korea? Sony was not just hacked. This is a company that was essentially nuked from the inside. CBS News has now been forced to report. Was the FBI wrong on North Korea? Of course they were, ladies and gentlemen, on purpose. It was the FBI originally that came out and said it was an inside job 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, and Paul Watson has the article in his video report that Drudge is linked to, marketing scam, Sony to show the interview on Christmas Day in theaters. And I intuitively guessed it'd be Alamo Drafthouse nationwide, and boom, I was correct. Because I know the Alamo was bucking, I know the owner, to try to air it even and try to demand Sony give it to him. So they were the first to reach out, but this is a total example of a stage-managed event. And remember, we told you weeks ago that we believed it was an inside job, somebody leaking, and that it couldn't be North Korea. And we were right again. Right again. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Not being arrogant. Another side issue. Paul's been working for me for 13 years. He said, I'm not a public personality. I'm not going to go on your show. I'm not going to do reports. He does reports now and does as good a job as I do. So see, I was right again. I made him do it.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
When I first got online, I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force. I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning.
Well, Nicole's Stoney hacking story broke about 2 weeks ago, and day one I came on air and I said it was probably coordinated between the Obama administration, Homeland Security, the NSA, to try to reintroduce CISPA and SOPA and expand the Cyber Command's funding from around $50 billion a year to even more. It's about $50 billion out of the $200 billion or so-called intelligence budget that rolls into the $500-plus billion defense budget. And when I bring these points up, I'm going to show you an article where we put this out last Friday by Kit Daniels, just one of many articles. I want to explain something. It's not arrogance. It is confidence. I'm here to try to instill confidence in the audience and in new leaders out there to realize you are the resistance. You have power, not just Alex Jones, not just a WorldNet Daily or a Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com. not just a Michael Savage. You have power in your area. Now, before I get into all this news, I said we were right about this again. It's now basically admitted it was an inside leak, not a hack of Sony. I saw Obama in a press conference this morning say, we can't let dictators dictate to us what we put out. Good job, Sony, saying you're now going to release the movie on Christmas Day. Total hype. We're going to play that clip in a moment. But instead of just looking at what the enemy does, we have to realize how often we're right. Not because we're even that smart, but we're actually looking for the truth. We see the patterns. We see the motives. We see the means. It's a basic investigation. And so, I remember Paul's been working with me since 2001. 13 years. And Paul would basically write articles about my radio show on his own website, propagandamatrix.com. And he's a microcosm of myself and you and everybody else. And going back about 6-7 years ago, I tried to make him come on the radio as a guest. He said, I'm just a writer. I don't want to do it. Then I told him, I said, listen, I've given you pay raises and stuff. You're going to start doing weekly videos for PrisonPlanet.tv, and you're going to start coming on my radio show, and you're going to develop yourself, or I'm going to find somebody else. As much as I care about you, I'm not going to just sit there and let you stagnate as a writer. Paul Watson has now been on national CBS, ABC, Coast to Coast AM repeatedly. His articles get picked up and quoted in the BBC, Der Spiegel, Russian news, U.S. news, every week. And he was 20 years old when I hired him. He's now, what, 33? 30-something years old. That is a microcosm. His brother's got a political science international relations degree. He does work as well. I'm trying to spur Steve Watson to step up and become a media personality because people just don't want the info. They want it delivered by an individual who over the years they learn to trust and who they develop a relationship with. So I'm talking about media theory here from my own grassroots organic perspective before I even get into all this news. Paul Watson's article is on DrudgeReport.com today. And this morning, I saw it at the top of Yahoo News. There it is, linked in red. Marketing scam, DrudgeReport.com. Sony to show the interview on Christmas Day in theaters. And I saw this report last night when he put it out, and I thought, man, that's a really good report. I'm going to play that when I go on air tomorrow. And I had an extreme feeling of satisfaction, like when you see your son or daughter graduate college. Or when you, I guess they, in Full Metal Jacket, which is based on a lot of historical things that happened, even though it's fiction in the research, with the pleasure the drill sergeants have when they see the recruits at graduation in their youth, meaner and tougher than even they are. That's the spirit of victory. That's what we should be looking for, to build up alternative media, to build up personalities, to build up leaders of every race, color, creed, male, female, you name it. To where we may not agree on everything, gay, straight, whatever the issue is, black, white, old, young, male, female, but we all should agree that we want freedom for the average person to live their life as they see fit, as long as they don't hurt somebody else. That's the libertarian Thomas Jefferson maxim, a true liberal maxim. But you see, the fake liberals say, we've got to agree with what they say, or we're not liberals. That's not liberal. That's totalitarian. That's oppressive. That's despotic by every yardstick. So I just want to celebrate on Christmas Eve here with all of you 20 years of the InfoWar and the fact that I have been able, with the grace of God and your support out there, to go find grassroots reporters with no, some of them have professional backgrounds like Darren McBreen and others. Some of them have degrees like Leanne McAdoo in journalism from UT, but she'd been successful already just doing entertainment television, because there isn't a lot of places for journalism these days in the establishment system. But a lot of my reporters just entered contests, did a great job, and I hired them, and they've developed and are getting better and better. It is a, and I'm going to skip this network break coming up, it is a testament to humanity that all of us over time can develop. I was listening to that song, Exercising, this morning by Aerosmith, Dream On, I think it's the title. Everybody knows the song. But you've got to lose to learn how to win. And that's why the nanny state doesn't want you playing dodgeball, doesn't want you ever getting in a fist fight, don't want you ever falling off the roof, doesn't want you ever doing anything, because they know the adversity will develop you and battle test you and make you stronger. Like, I knew Joe Biggs would be a great reporter because of the tenacity he had to expose the murder of his friend, Mr. Hastings. And now he just gets better and better, and he's only been here 6-8 months. That's what I'm talking about. So today, before I get into all this news, I wanted to just talk about the fact that all of us can be journalists. All of us can post YouTube videos. All of us can write blogs about what we see and what we think. And it all has value in the end, because it's just more people giving what they really believe perspective. And that ambient background of truth will topple 2 + 2 = 5, you didn't build your business, raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt ceiling, your children aren't your children, we're not coming after your guns, just turn them in, don't run, we are your friends. We will overthrow the fraudulent paradigm the minute we start saying no, the minute we start disagreeing and saying you don't speak for me, the minute we start voting with our dollars to promote high-quality products made in America, organic, the minute we start supporting true independent media that stands up for freedom. And that doesn't mean you even got to agree with everything a media outlet puts out. But if they consistently will break real news, tell the truth, stick their neck out, and tell it like it is, they deserve support. McClatchy puts out kind of a socialist drivel icing on a lot of what they do, but I respect them as a news agency out of Florida, because they'll expose banks dealing drugs and banks running the aircraft and the CIA dealing drugs and torture squads and Obamacare really being a banker bailout. They'll expose Obama being behind much of the banker bailout and getting it passed in the Senate. So as bad as McClatchy is in their overall worldview, they have enough integrity to not be like CNN or MSNBC that just vomit twisted disinformation 24/7. And occasionally CNN will tell the truth about police departments around the country running, you know, illegal checkpoints and asset forfeiture seizure. But they only did that to change state laws where you can't have asset forfeiture seizure, so the feds could pass a law where the police could become federalized and still get their money. So, see, you've also got to realize when the mainstream media does tell the truth, there's usually an ulterior motive to it. Like, yeah, there's a lot of police brutality and out-of-control bullies in the uniform in some areas. A lot of departments are trying to weed them out. Some departments want to become pure bully. It kind of goes one way or the other. There isn't a middle ground, as the Bible says. Lukewarm, that don't exist. It's either bad or it's good, generally, in that spectrum. But they're only telling you about that so the feds can come in that have been globalized and occupy this country. That's the only reason they're stirring all this up. And the American people instinctively get that. That's why they have an ABC News article, after NYC deaths, a surge of support for police. How about a surge of support for good police? But see, it becomes an us against them. Either you totally back the cops or you don't back them. The thin blue line. That's mindless, and that creates corruption. And I don't support mindless support. Now, that said, I want to get to Paul Watson's report here in a moment. We're skipping this network break, so stations shouldn't be going over it. Our wonderful affiliates that you should support as well during Christmas and the holiday season by spreading the word and supporting their local sponsors. That is so integral and so important. But before we go any further, let me tell you what else is coming up. Millions of Christians are in mourning this Christmas. War on Christians intensifies. Ron Paul Institute. ISIS is turning Christian churches into torture chambers where it forces believers to convert to Islam and funding its terror mission by selling stripped artifacts to Western collectors, as well as selling women into sex slavery. Daily Mail. What a great group of people the Saudi Arabian Wahhabists are. We've also got another shooting, this time of an armed black teen in the St. Louis area. So riots kick off again in Ferguson. Video of that's up on Infowars.com. Cyber Command investment ensures hackers targeting U.S. face retribution. They're launching attacks and shut down North Korea now because they did the hack attack. The FBI said so. Actually, the FBI didn't say so. They had one release from the Justice Department saying the FBI thought some of it could have led back to North Korea. But now Sony and the FBI admit it was an inside job. That's now breaking. And let's go over that right now. Remember our article last Friday? NSA capable of false Sony hack blamed on North Korea. NSA hackers can easily frame another country. And that's the data that was given to the FBI. You can go into somebody's computer remotely and then run basically a zombie attack through their computer. We've been attacked many times. And then we track back to computers, and it's thousands of private computers from Japan to Australia to Europe to the United States that are attacking Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But you heard Paul Watson on the show and myself say over and over again, most of the smart money is pointed to inside job at Sony, probably by executives on purpose, but you got to put some meat in there, a few, dirt dishings on some of the Hollywood stars to make folks bite. The hook's got to have a little bit of worm on it. Well, here is CBS News. Was FBI wrong on North Korea? Cybersecurity experts are questioning the FBI's claim that North Korea is responsible for the hack and the crippled Sony Pictures. A senior vice president with cybersecurity firm Norse told CBS News his company has data that doubts the FBI findings. Sony was not just hacked. This is a company that was essentially nuked from the inside. And then here's another headline breaking. We can conclusively confirm North Korea was not behind hashtag Sony hack. That's out of Got News. So this is all coming out. Well, folks, Paul Watson has an article from days ago where the original FBI agents said it appeared to be an inside job. So that's what I mean. There's like two FBIs. You got the FBI that did its job, looked at it, said, looks like it happened from the inside. That gets shut down. The politicos over at Obama land, they get a hold of it. Let's play this clip first of Obama today in a press conference saying, we can't have a dictator telling us what to do. Buddy, you have become a dictator on guns, on borders, on energy issues, on the military, with executive orders, like no other president in history. Jonathan Turley, big liberal, professor, constitutional law scholar, says you're three times worse than Bush. I don't agree with that. You're five times worse. And Bush was outrageously unconstitutional. Worst ever. When it came to just all-out executive power, unitary executive, Cheney claiming that the vice president was above the law and could do whatever he wanted, and bigger than the president. I mean, just crazy talk. They could secretly arrest citizens if they wanted to. Obama then codified it into law under the NDAA 2011. So here is Obama in his press conference saying Sony did the right thing. Talk about hype. He doesn't even matter. No one's even listening to him now, so he's a champion of free speech. We can't let a dictator tell us what to do. When North Korea came out 6 days ago and said they didn't do it, but that they would blow us up any minute. I mean, again, I'm not saying North Korea's good. They're horrible. The point is, this is all a way to bring in the expansion of cybersecurity. Here's Obama.
We cannot have a society in which some dictator someplace can start imposing censorship here in the United States. Because if somebody is able to intimidate folks out of releasing a satirical movie, imagine what they start doing when they see a documentary that they don't like. or news reports that they don't like.
All right, let's stop right there. And again, I saw it this morning. It was a press conference at 2 o'clock Eastern yesterday. And the day before, he said Sony did the wrong thing. This is all scripted, wag the dog, just like the fake Bin Laden raid. I'm going to play Watson's report in the next segment. This is all totally scripted. And again, it's not arrogance when I say, we told you first it was probably an inside job, but not even by a disgruntled employee. There's always stuff getting leaked at Sony or any other big outfit from insiders that get disgruntled. They'll probably dig up some low-level person that leaked something, frame them for everything else. You can believe it. This whole thing was scripted. Sony goes along, because it's basically the Japanese government owns Sony through one of its major mafias, and that's come out on record. It's like five families run Japan. One of the biggest owns Sony on record. So Japan does whatever it's told by the globalists. Remember, it got occupied. All their elites got let off for war crimes in 1945. The emperor got let off for running the biological weapons program, all of it. They do what the New World Order says. The joke is Sony stands for Standard Oil New York, but kind of does, but really stands for Japanese Mafia. And they do hate North Korea. North Korea hates them. North Korea's been firing nuke missiles without the nukes on top, you know, at Japan over their coast in all sorts of menacing. Japan's in deep economic trouble, is militarizing right now, secretly has developed nuclear weapons. That's come out. You heard it here first. But the point is, that's all happening. And so they're gearing up for war with China and war with North Korea. They want to put the movie out, but bigger than a $200 million movie, they want the propaganda to demonize North Korea and to stir North Korea up as a psyop. That's what they get out of it. Then, domestically, they get to try to pass more cybersecurity. They get to legitimize the war-making capability of cybersecurity, get to Hollywoodize it. Sony and others are pushing to get more pirating laws passed, SOPA and CISPA, to restrict everybody worldwide, not just in the U.S., because one of them is an international treaty, to restrict our free speech. You've got the Asian-Pacific Partnership that WikiLeaks released one of the sections of that basically ends Internet freedom and brings us into Chinese-style net censorship. We've got Zuckerberg, who says his users are dumb effers at Facebook, meeting with the head of Chinese censorship 2 weeks ago and saying he now supports socialism. Notice communism is now socialism. We don't have communism. We have socialism. It's always billionaires supporting it because they're tax-exempt offshore. This is all happening, and now they're coming out and going, you know what? Originally, we're going to show you this article coming up. The FBI said this was an inside job 2 weeks ago. They came in. They looked at it. It was so widespread, it was across the board, it was on secure networks, blocked with internal firewalls, and they said, this looks like an inside job. But that was only in a couple articles. CBS and ABC, and Paul Watson in his piece shows those. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. We'll repost this article from yesterday back to InfoWars.com. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen, in everybody's face. The marketing scam, and it gets Obama back in the headlines, suddenly supporting free speech. We're going to have a heyday with that because it was the Obama administration that arrested the maker of the anti-Muhammad film and blamed that on Benghazi when it had nothing to do with it. This is the group trying to censor the web, the internet, and talk radio. This is the group sicking the IRS on alternative media, conservative media, libertarian think tanks, conservative think tanks, veterans groups, pro-life groups, Christian groups, evangelical groups. They've got the Pentagon telling, you know, in manuals at Fort Hood, indicted Dinesh D'Souza, indicted all these other filmmakers. But we can't have dictators telling us what to do when there's it was confirmed in congressional documents yesterday. That indeed the IRS had memos saying, we're going to go after icky conservatives. I love how that, so they don't feel bad about ruining lives, arresting people, taking their bank accounts outside of law. They call it icky. This person I'm going to abuse and assault is icky. They even use non-threatening words when they crush people. Maybe if Nazis wore pink outfits and shot Jews in the head and called it icky, it'd be okay. If they had, like, you know, lisp in their voice with an NPR voice.
Hi, this is All Nazis Considered. I'm going to talk in a real soft voice and wear a pink uniform when I beat your baby's brains out. See how they do it? They're a bunch of sick, tyrannical, filthy, totalitarian scum suckers.
The Empire's on the
run. Merry Christmas. Stay with us.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLive.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a country where a political party tries to tell us not to say Merry Christmas. Think about
it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my word.
Out of my way. Out of my day. Out of your mind. Into my head.
That's right. Get out of my mind. Get out of my way. Stop trying to tell me what to think or what to do or what to like. You people aren't liberals. You're a bunch of mind control wannabe North Korean bootleggers. Goodbye, control freak. We're awake. The sleeping giant that is free. Humanity is rising. I'm not just a slave. I'm not your slave. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Is this Christmas music okay to all the Soviets?
Down and out, where the hell you made?
You like this Christmas music? Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Christmas Eve. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I am fired up today. Wow.
Dr. Jerome, of course, he was going to be on the show today, but he's under the weather. So you know what that means. It means wide open phones. But let me just reset here and calmly yet again point out that we said it was probably Sony working with the Democratic Party as a huge stunt so Obama could look like an anti-totalitarian and bash North Korea, which is a good target to bash. It's so horrible, it makes him look good. I'll just say it. North Korea is his wish list, is his dream. Kim Jong-un has red carpets, has large jumbo jets. Everyone else doesn't have air conditioning or food. Obama goes to Africa, and he says, you can't have air conditioning or a car. I just landed in a jumbo jet with red carpets and 500 security people costing hundreds of millions each visit. That's okay. I'm going to charge you for carbon taxes, make myself exempt, and then live in palaces. That's okay. So, see, he'd love, when Obama grows up, he wants to be like Kim Jong-un. A nobody who didn't do anything for his power, who's soft, ugly, pathetic, scum-ridden, anti-human maggot of hell. The opposite of what I want to be. The opposite of George Washington. The opposite of Lewis and Clark. The opposite of all the great minds. A joke. An abomination. The opposite of being strong and free. Groveling to Dennis Rodman. That's just perfect. That's absolutely picture perfect. A picture tells a thousand words, doesn't it? Do I need to describe that? So addled in tyranny, unable, so narcissistic, so worshipful at the tree of celebrity that through the distorted lens that that little maggot looks through when he was living in an armored palace at private school in Switzerland on the blood of his people, never even living in North Korea after the age of 10. That he would think Dennis Rodman, a washed-up joke for more than a decade, was a god. It's incredible. Truth is stranger than fiction. And now, breaking, we can conclusively confirm North Korea was not behind Sony attack. And they go over what the top security firms have looked at. CBS News is also reporting it. 200 gigabytes of data on November 21st was transferred out. And they go over all of the breakdown. And it's not what they thought. We'll break that down after Paul Watson's report. Because, look, it's bigger than this movie or Obama saying he's not a dictator to make himself look good, comparing himself to Kim Jong-un and standing up for free speech when he's really waging a war against it. It's taking this story and just seeing how they run these hoaxes. Because the only power mainstream dinosaur media has on its last leg is total concerted hype with a major corporation and the White House all doing everything they can to hype something, and still, within a week and a half, it unravels and is falling on its face as a giant stinking fraud to pass unlimited power in the new Congress. They've reintroduced CISPA. They've introduced the treaties for CISPA and SOPA at the UN level as well to end Internet freedom, using this hack as the excuse, thinking you're so stupid. Cyber Command investment ensures hackers targeting U.S. face retribution. Pentagon budget documents detail growing military commitment to cyber warfare. And you notice they shut down North Korea's Internet for now 3 days running off and on. Well, that's not hard. They barely got electricity, but in two cities. They're still on dial-up. It's like saying the Pentagon put its boot on a dead squirrel's neck in the park. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson's report. It's on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, middle column of DrudgeReport.com.
Has this been one huge cynical marketing campaign from the very beginning, with news that Sony may now be planning to show the interview on Christmas Day after all? Sources familiar with the situation tell the Dallas Morning News that Sony executives are discussing the likelihood of a Thursday release during a conference call that was scheduled to begin at 10 this morning Dallas time. The Alamo Drafthouse has also announced that it will screen the film if it becomes available. And Atlanta's Plaza Theater has also announced that it plans to show the controversial movie on Christmas Day. So is the marketing campaign now complete? Because remember, the Guardians of Peace, the hacking group behind the breach of Sony, in their original message did not mention North Korea or the movie The Interview in their initial threat. This whole hacking scandal only became about The Interview and North Korea as a result of the media narrative that was massaged by Sony in the weeks that followed the initial hack. The initial investigation of the hack strongly suggested to the FBI that it was an inside job carried out by a Sony employee who had to have had intricate knowledge of Sony's security and email system. There was no hard evidence to suggest that North Korea was behind the attack, yet this narrative was created that the North Koreans had been behind the breach as a result of them being offended at the fact that Kim Jong-un was assassinated in the movie The Interview. And to bolster the narrative that North Korea was behind the hack and that the United States was responding, North Korea's internet went down yesterday and it's just gone down again today. So the question is, was this planned all along? Is this the ultimate cynical marketing campaign with Sony reversing its decision to show The Interview? Of course, they've built up all this anticipation amongst the general public to see this film, initially denying them the chance to see it. Now it appears as though it could be rolled out on Christmas Day. So if that happens, this movie is obviously going to gross far more than it would have done so otherwise. So even if you believe that the initial Sony hack was carried out by an outside party and was not an inside job, which is what a lot of evidence suggests, could they have attempted to recoup some of the cost of that hack by strong-arming this movie into the narrative by making it all about North Korea and The Interview, so as to provide this build-up of anticipation to see this movie, which is now released, which will now gross many millions more than it would have done so otherwise? And of course, Sony could not have carried off this North Korea narrative without the White House's help, you know, labeling this the most unprecedented cyber attack in history, with Obama in his speech on Friday vowing to respond. Now we've got North Korean internet going down twice. And of course, this has reinvigorated support for CISPR and SOPA, two bills that were completely dead. It was zombie legislation going nowhere. Now those privacy-busting bills are going to be reintroduced and voted on as soon as next month. The resurrected version of CISPR is going to grease the skids for more internet regulation. And the resurrected version of SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, if passed, is going to make life a hell of a lot easier for Sony and those other movie studios to crack down on copyright infringement. So we see both a financial motive in building up the anticipation behind The Interview. We also see a political motive in greasing the skids for SOPA, which was completely dead. Now is going to be reintroduced, it looks like, as soon as next month. So you go across the board and you see that the only people to benefit from this hack in the long run is not North Korea, is not Kim Jong-un, is not any nebulous hacker group. It's the US government and Sony. So then you ask the question, who's likely to have been behind the attack? I wonder. Let me know what you think in the comments below. This is Paul Joseph Watson reporting for InfoWars.com.
Super job. They call us conspiracy theorists. We just know how the system works. And now, here's the Hollywood Reporter with the headline, Sony hacks studio security points to inside job. What'd we say a week and a half ago? Fox News. Fox suspicion mounting. Sony hack was inside job. Boy, I've gotten criticized for using that term. Now it's a modern colloquialism that everybody's using. It's in the nomenclature. U.S. retaliation for Sony hack should not leave fingerprints. But it did. It's a frame-up. The FBI originally told the truth and said they thought it was an inside job. Obama took it over, made it political, and had a higher FBI group put out a report saying that it was linked to North Korea. It's actually linked to Japan. And a lot of the hacks that are done, even when they come out of the U.S., bounces off Japan or Australia. I'm not a hacker, but this is what I've been told by top people. That's how they hide it. But the top groups that have been analyzing this, that are quoted in CBS News, top security firms say it leads to Japan. Variety says how Obama took Sony's crisis from bad to worse. Yeah, he jumped into the middle of it saying, hey, don't let people violate our First Amendment, some dictator. And then when Sony came back and said, okay, we'll air it, part of the marketing scam, that's pretty evident now, I'd say 95%, he jumps in and says, good job. And no one's buying it because everyone knows about false flags and inside jobs. Does that mean everything's a false flag or inside job? No. But when you see this type of coordination and the FBI's original report being ignored, just like 9/11, the FBI tried to stop the hijackers in Minnesota, Illinois, Arizona, and Dallas. The FBI, in everywhere there were hijackers training, tried to stop them and was told, stand down. I'll never forget the headline. I think it was New York Daily News, but FBI agents were sure Al-Qaeda had moles in FBI above them. Exactly. But how about the globalists have moles who then run Al-Qaeda? Just like our government runs ISIS, criminal elements of it right now. See, the media would always try to be one-dimensional and go, Alex Jones says the New York police blew up the World Trade Centers. No, I didn't say that. Or Alex Jones says Bush had a plunger and planted bombs. I didn't say that. Criminal groups internationally with enough operatives inside had a stand down we know happened. Stand down happened. FBI never revealed it had Al-Qaeda mole who met bin Laden. You guys found an NBC report, but that's not it. It was something like, it's in my first film, Road to Tyranny. The headline is, it's also in The Guardian, similar headline. FBI agents thought Al-Qaeda had a mole in the FBI. And that was because Al-Qaeda was always one step ahead of them and knew everything they were doing. Because there were people above them protecting them. That's what's going on here. But see, people say, you either just support the FBI or you hate them. You either just support the police or you hate them. That's how we get into this divide and conquer and lose the country, folks. There are criminal groups, globalist operations that have infiltrated and have got their people. It's so accurate in a cartoon fashion, a stylized fashion, Captain America, Winter Soldier, where Hydra is the thousands of Nazis brought into the U.S. after World War II. That really happened, over 30,000 of them, in charge of basically everything. And then they run their own global takeover operation through the U.S. But it's not just Nazis. It's worse than that. Hydra came out of British intelligence, founded the Nazis as a husk to carry out corporate operations, then to steal the money, transfer it back to Hydra operations. It was even described by Ian Fleming of MI6 and OSS, and described by Dr. Kaufman, who was in MI6, and described by Colonel Craig Roberts, who had high-level connections in the CIA, frequent guest here. He's basically written things off. He just says he's done. He wrote the book Hydra, It's called Hydra, folks. It's called Hydra. So it's not that that's in Captain America, so I'm now saying it's called Hydra. That's why they have the Hydra character, not just a Spectre, in the James Bond movies. Because it was originally Hydra. And why? Because there's a head with a bunch of tentacles. You never see the head. Tentacles come out. You chop one off, it just grows another one. It's just a criminal enterprise working, and the divide-and-conquer system that British intelligence used in the Great Game to take over much of the world has now been used to take over corporations, countries, families, until the science of dividing everybody has been brought to such a level that they're now destroying the minds of the individual itself, so nothing can stand against Hydra. It's a disease, and the people involved in it are the most mentally ill of them all. It's just total evil. And so it's true. 34,000 Nazis were put in charge of the major universities, the rocketry, the Air Force, the Army, everything. Intelligence operations, publishing, banking, everything. They would be the directors of operations, and then you'd have another director above them who was a U.S. citizen. But the people actually running things have been wearing black uniforms in Germany.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Christmas Eve edition. George Washington was a winter soldier. He fought when all the odds were against him because he knew what he was doing was right. And Jakari Jackson, since I mentioned Captain America, Winter Soldier, put together this piece paralleling reality with the film that is imitating life. So here's that piece.
Do you want to kill Nazis?
I don't want to kill anyone. I don't like bullies. I don't care where they're from.
I believe Captain America was a composite character that really kind of captured the essence of that generation. There's another analogy to be taken from Captain America, and that is that that generation and America in general has essentially fallen asleep like Captain America did, as you see him wake up in the second Captain America movie to find that he's living in an authoritarian police state.
For a second day in a row, a group of World War II vets literally took down a barrier blocking off the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Harry needs his barricade back!
Well, he seemed pretty chipper for someone who just found out they died for nothing.
Wow. I go protect Iraqis in Iraq, and I come back and I find that my fellow Americans are being attacked by police.
Where is
he?
I'm well aware of the danger. I've spent 8 years in combat.
For once, we're way ahead of the curve. By holding a gun to everyone on Earth and calling it protection.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen.
That's the punishment usually came after the crime.
And when they say, I want my lawyer, you tell them, shut up.
Your time is expired.
Get a lawyer. You're an enemy combatant.
You guys did some nasty stuff.
Yeah. We compromised, sometimes in ways that made us not sleep so well.
Well, when I was in Afghanistan, they usually kept us outside these buildings, and the other government agency guys, probably like DEA, CIA, and all of that, they would go into these kind of rooms like that, exactly, and they would be torturing people from in there. Horrible scream to hear a grown person like that being tortured.
And you're watching as this opium is being grown. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives.
Captain America is a fugitive from S.H.I.E.L.D.
With all due respect, if S.H.I.E.L.D. is conducting a manhunt for Captain America, we deserve to know why.
You have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
This is only going to get worse once it starts. And again, there's no veterans doing anything right now. No IEDs. They are literally getting the police to pick a fight with veterans.
You are standing in my breath.
How did you get here?
Inside of them.
This operation Paperclip after World War II, S.H.I.E.L.D. recruited German scientists with strategic value.
All that would help their cause.
Operation Paperclip explores the secret military program that hired scientists who used slave labor to build the V-2 rocket and others who used concentration camp victims for human experiments.
The responsibility for the staggering loss of life and property is uniformly placed on Hitler and the Nazis, but excluded from the official history is the fact that Hitler and the National Socialists would not have risen to power without the help of international bankers and American and German corporations.
She's disabling security protocols and dumping all the secrets onto the internet.
Including Hydras.
And shields.
What about Bradley Manning? What about Bradley Manning?
Look at all the people he betrayed. Look at all the people he betrayed.
I think the revelations are terrible because they were revealed. What's his name?
Snowden.
Yeah, Snowden. I think he's a traitor.
What about the others? Are you planning a rescue mission?
You think about what is going on with the Veterans Administration, the hospital, and the fact that we have veterans that are dying because they're on a wait list. You talk about Sergeant Tamarisi and his situation.
You can do no good.
Something that I've been upset about and raising Cain about, so I'm going to ask you about it. And that's this right-wing extremism.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Second hour coming up.
GCNLive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their body bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.